The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour home stretch. It is on the weekend. Gotta love it. A lot happening in the great state of North Dakota this weekend. The Pheasant Opener. My gosh, you don't get any better than that. But it's got a lot of competition this weekend, and the competition won in the Hen House, because I'll be tailgating tonight for UND hockey and tailgating tomorrow for NDSU football, and hope to see you both. Actually, tailgating at Bank Ford on Ralph Engelstad Drive, right by the arena, right off of what is Highway 2, also known as Gateway Drive in Grand Forks, right at the arena, starting at 5 o'clock. They drop the puck tonight, 7:37, with the Bemidji State Beavers. And then tomorrow, big game, NDSU football homecoming weekend, and we'll be tailgating with our friends from Cloverdale Foods. And the Don Russell Big Flavor Wagon will be in, handing out the free brats. Your biggest decision tomorrow should be, do I want a jalapeno or do I want a cheddar? Do I want a smoked or I want a plain brat? Whatever it is, they're all good. And we'll be handing them out, so please come by and say hi. You'll find us in Thunder Alley. You can't miss Don Russell's Big Flavor Wagon tomorrow. Speaking of Cloverdale, a lucky winner this hour, best caller of the hour. And we're trying to get you to, you know, strive for greatness in the caller department when you tell us what's on your mind. And all you need to do is pick up the phone and call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Tell us what's on your mind. And if you do it well, you're going to win a Cloverdale Bacon 4-pack. Cloverdale thick-cut sliced bacon, pepper bacon, maple bacon, and applewood smoked bacon. The 4-pack comes your way, folks. You can't make this up. Simple as that on the program. This hour brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. By the way, I ordered some more stuff from my pillow friends. First of all, I ordered a pillow case, Todd, so I can take care of the whole don't forget to take your pillow from the hotel room deal. I got that going for me. I ordered up a travel pillow, and also they have these amazing My Pillow toppers. They're like the mattress pad, really, really good. So when you go to MyPillow.com or call the special number they've set up for our listeners, you get a great deal. It's a 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow. But don't stop there. There's all kinds of great things. Just browse a little bit there. If you go to MyPillow.com, you're going to see premium pillows, mattress toppers, classic pillows, utility pillows, travel pillows, pillow cases. There's even a pet bed. The problem is there, I wouldn't know which pet to give it to since we have five dogs in our house. But anyway, great deal for you when you use the promo code Scott, the 2-for-1 deal at 800-506-9028 or online at MyPillow.com, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. It is Todd approved. Todd and Carrie approved. Scott and Maria approved. We have pillow fights over this. They're so darn good.
Well, anyway, she steals mine, so I'm going to have to order a couple more.
Out. All right. Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, will be here a little later on this hour, and the head of the 21st Century Institute for 21st Century Energy, which we have a lot of in the great state of North Dakota. But in the meantime, let's find out what the callers have to say. Gene in Valley City was doing the math on Measure 5 before the break, and your point is, even if we take the expected revenues today of $150 million, it's $150 million a year, $300 million a biennium, I think, right? It's $4.8 billion over 25 years. You're saying it could be a lot more than that. Was that your point, Gene?
Yes. I just heard you mention $300 million. Is that an actual cap?
No, there's no cap. What they would get is 5% of the extraction tax. So whatever.
Yeah. That's exactly what it says. Okay. Forbes magazine. It was either May or April. An article about Mr. Hamm, the father of fracking. What's his first name?
Harold Hamm.
Harold Hamm. Okay, yep. The article about Harold Hamm. And Harold Hamm was saying that the Bakken will be 4 to 5 times what it is today. Easy. I live by 94. I can see the pump jacks go by every every day. And the tanks. Okay, now you got to take four or five times a million, 150 million. When they get going forward to 20, is it 25 years?
It's 25 years for the measure, yep.
Okay, okay. Let's do what Ham said. We take 4 to 5 times more of what the Bakken is today, and now let's do the math.
No, that's a very good point. And by the way,
we haven't got all the parts of the equation here.
No, and the other thing I would ask.
Pardon me?
I wanted to add some credibility to the source you're citing, and Harold Hamm was the president and CEO of Continental Resources. Every time Harold makes a prediction, a lot of folks in the industry say, "Oh my gosh, that's ridiculous!" And guess what? He keeps getting proven right again and again and again and again because he just knows. Harold just knows. So I think your point's well taken.
Okay, we've got 3 weeks till election on Measure 5. I think we better get all the parts of the equation and do the math, and then start talking on those points.
Exactly right, Gene. And here's what folks need to understand about this North Dakota miracle known as the oil and gas boom right now. About 5% of the oil is what we get out of that rock. 5% of the oil that's
right
there. So today's recovery rate. Now, here's what I ask. Look at your cell phone. I'm looking at an iPhone 5C right now in my hand, okay? What is in my hand as I speak, my iPhone 5C, and I'm a little bit envious of everybody that's got an iPhone 6 now, but I'm toughing it out. Just think of that evolution from iPhone 1, 2, 3 to now 6. And in the span of time, do the same thing on the technology to extract this oil from the rock. What Gene in Valley City is saying is going to happen. What Harold Hamm is saying is going to happen. And you're exactly right. And I don't have the brain power to tell you how much money that is, but I do know this. If we take $4.8 billion, which we know it'll be slam dunk over 25 years, that's 400 schools, that's 282 hospitals, that's about 1,000 miles of four-lane highway, and that's darn near 100,000 law enforcement officers, all of which, if what we just described is going to happen, we need. And those are true needs. We don't need to fund Ducks Unlimited and fat cats to fly around the country. We don't need them... Pheasants Forever to be funded, and we don't need them going out and using our money to buy land and then flipping the land to the feds and telling us what we can do with our land. So you're exactly right, Gene, and I appreciate it.
Can I ask one more quick question?
I've given you all the time in the world here, but you got to ask a quick question because I got a lot of calls waiting because you're almost risen to co-host status here now.
Who else is funding Measure 5? Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club, how about HSUS? Are they involved in it? We need to know.
I don't know,
things.
But yeah, I promised to get some answers on that front, and we will. Here's another call that came in off air. Got to keep rolling.
I wish everybody would remember that any of these measures are pushed from out of state interest. You better watch out. Thank you.
Out-of-state interest is a very key point. Now, which of the measures would you say most fit the bill for alarm bells on out-of-state interest? Measure 5 off the charts because of where the bucks are going to go. What else? Any others out there that concern you? Let me know. 800-228-0550. John's on the road listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind, John?
Hey, Measure 5. Are you there?
I am, John. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got one of those giant postcards in the mail with Our Natural Heritage Makes North Dakota Special. But I said, are you kidding me? The picture in the background is the exact picture that you find on the Badlands South Dakota website. So they spent $5 million, but they can't even get a decent picture of the Badlands in North Dakota to put on their propaganda.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
That is a classic Are You Kidding Me contribution. Can you hang on a second, John? Number one, I'm going to put you in for caller of the hour and put you in for the Cloverdale Bacon 4-Pack, but I'd love to give you our address so you can send me a copy of that. I got to see that. You can't make that up. That's beautiful. Thank you, John, very much. 800-228-0550. Henry, Fargo, listening on AM 1100, The Flag. What's on your mind?
Hey, it's kind of Are You Kidding Me from yesterday's Measure 7. Pharmacists graduating from NDSU comes out at $80,000 to $120,000 a year. These guys that are calling in that are pharmacists are making $500,000 to $1 million a year. Are you kidding me? And they're complaining about competition?
Tell me that again. You think pharmacists make $500,000 to $1 million?
A pharmacist right now leaving NDSU with a pharmacy degree, which I think is a master's, starts at $80,000 to $120,000. Now these people work for those people that own these pharmacies. If they're paying their employees $80,000 to $120,000, you run a business, you know how that works. These pharmacists are taking in $300,000 to $500,000 a year.
Well, that's a little different though. That you're talking about that own the business. I thought you were saying pharmacists are getting paid $500,000 to $1 million. I thought that was a little over the top. I get what you're saying. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, folks. Henry, thanks for the call.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hunting for me is getting away from everything. I enjoy hunting with my son more than anything. Someday he'll have memories like I have of hunting with my dad. There's just no better feeling when a customer says, you know, that gun you sold me last year worked perfect. That is, to me, what it's all about. I'm Leon Streifel, and I'm one of the hunting experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The hour on a Are You Kidding Me edition, Friday edition of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. God bless you for listening. We appreciate it very much. 550 K-Fire, our mothership, 910 KCJB in Minot, AM 1100, The Flag in the Fargo Moorhead, AM 1090 KTGO, The Flag, booming to the Bakken, as well as KLTC in Dickinson. And as we said at the top of the show, my gosh, there's a lot going on in the great state of North Dakota these days. So much so, one of the United States Senate's rising stars, Marco Rubio, Republican from Florida, is coming to town next week. He'll be in North Dakota at the invite of Senator John Hovind and joins us on our Newsmaker line today. Senator Rubio, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
So what's on your mind?
What's on my mind is I hope Harry Reid will be fired as majority leader here in about 26 days. So obviously, I know North Dakota has not a role in that this year, but South Dakota does. So call some folks down there and get them to make sure they send us a Republican. And then broader than that is the country. You know, the country, you know, I think the 21st century can be an American century. I think the American dream can be more vibrant in the 21st century than it was even in the 20th. And by the way, a lot of what's happening in North Dakota these days is a reminder of the role energy can play in that. That's never going to happen as long as the same people are in charge. I mean, they have antiquated old ideas that didn't even work well in the past, much less in the future.
How is the effort looking? I mean, read the tea leaves for us as we sit here today, you know, inside of a month till election day.
Well, we feel generally confident about it. Certainly, if you start to look around the country at some of the different races, for example, in order to fire Harry Reid, we're going to have to pick up six new Republican senators. And, of course, that involves winning the races. We currently have senators from the Republican Party in Kentucky and in Georgia and in Kansas. But assuming that happens, and we think that it will, then you've got to pick up six additional seats. And we feel very good about our prospects in places like South Dakota and Montana and West Virginia, but you still need three more. So we're looking very closely at races in Colorado with Cory Gardner, in Arkansas with Tom Cotton, with Joni Ernst in Iowa, Scott Brown in New Hampshire, Tom Tillis in North Carolina, of course, down in Congressman Cassidy down in Louisiana. That race will go into a runoff. So we feel like we could win all those races. And, in fact, not just pick up six, but pick up more. And so we feel positive. We got to finish the job. They are really – I mean, the Democrats love to talk about outside money and big money in campaigns, but they are the ones raising all the special interest money. You've got one environmentalist alone who are really not a real environmentalist. He's just a guy who made a lot of money on, ironically, energy things, and now spending all that fortune to attack Republicans because he wants cap and trade and all these sorts of things. And so they're just spending a ton of money. So we've got to fight up against that.
I was chatting with Ed Schaefer, our former governor and the former ag secretary for George W. Bush yesterday, and he was expressing some considerable concern about South Dakota, where the independent candidate there, I think he's the independent, Larry Pressler, former Republican senator who's left, you know, kind of a food fight of sorts going down in South Dakota, and so Pressler was within 3 points of Mike Brown's. A lot of concern in that particular race. What do you know about what's happening there?
Well, again, it's a race where we've been in a comfortable lead for much of the time, but you can take nothing for granted. Certainly what you'll see in a lot of these races is the numbers will tighten a little bit at this stage, but then you know, the gravity will set in, and we feel comfortable about it. Of course, look, you've got to finish the job. I mean, it's like anything else. It's like a football game. You may have a 21-point lead going into the fourth quarter, but you can't stop playing. So we can't stop playing here. We've got to keep playing and make sure that we don't give up these advantages, and so that's a key race. I know there was a poll out yesterday that made a lot of people nervous. So it's a good reminder that you can take nothing for granted, and you got to keep trying to win everywhere you can. It's that important.
And is Minnesota a lost cause? I mean, I'm born and raised in Minnesota, and it's just sad to see what's happened there politically. How in the world Al Franken, given the state of the economy in Minnesota, could have the lead that he supposedly has against a rock-solid business guy in Mike McFadden over there, but it doesn't look like a lot of attention is going there, and you see that one as a possible pickup. Am I wrong?
I do, and I didn't mean to leave it out. It's just, you know, you will go to the litany of races. I think they're all available to us. Look, I wouldn't take any race for granted. I think that there is no such thing as a lost cause. Now, certainly there are states like New York or California where it's a lot harder for a Republican to be elected. I wouldn't put Minnesota in that category. I think Republicans have won there before and can win again with the right message. I think we've got a good candidate with the right message. It's just a question of continuing to execute.
So tell us why North Dakota. Obviously, a lot of these Senate races are getting a lot of your focus. We don't have a Senate race this go-around, yet you're still coming to North Dakota. John Hovind just real persuasive, or tell us why you're
very
coming.
Persuasive, but, you know, first of all, I have tremendous respect for John Hovind, who's done a great job, first as governor and, of course, now in the Senate. Really respected and admired by all of his colleagues. But I think so much of what our country can be doing in the future is happening in North Dakota right now. If you look at, for example, Let's put yourself in the position of what Americans are facing right now. It's a real squeeze for the middle class. On the one hand, their paychecks don't seem to be going up, and on the other hand, everything costs more. You know, daycare costs more, their kids' school costs more, their gas bill costs more, their heating bills cost more, cable, their cell phone, everything. I mean, then much less saving money for retirement or to send the kids to college. So they're feeling squeezed and increasingly like they're either falling behind after all these years or just running in place. So we've got to have a 21st century economy that creates those better paying jobs and equips people with the skills they need. One of the things that's going to allow us to do that is American energy. American energy isn't just about the jobs it creates in the energy sector, and it will create a lot, but also about, for example, a manufacturing renaissance, because you've lowered the cost of manufacturing when you make energy more dependable and more affordable. North Dakota is a prime example of that. If you look across the state, it's such a low unemployment rate, but it's not just a low unemployment rate, it is wages that are climbing. Because it's been a state that's been friendly to this new innovation and to these new discoveries that have created extraordinary opportunities for thousands upon thousands of people. We need to do that across all 50 states. We need to allow that sort of innovation and that sort of creativity to create those 21st century jobs all across the country for millions of Americans. So I thought it was important to go there and highlight what's happening in North Dakota can happen for the rest of the country if we have the right people in charge.
And, by the way, the senator will be in Fargo on Tuesday evening, hosted by Senator John and Mikey Hovind, Governor Jack and Betsy Dalrymple, Congressman Kevin and Chris Cramer, and Bob Harms and his wife Sherry, the chairman of the Republican Party in North Dakota. There's info on this at ndgop.org, ndgop.org, or on the website for the state party if you want to attend that event. Lots of different things, victory rally at 7 and a reception and all kinds of fun things in Fargo on Tuesday. If you want to meet Senator Rubio, the folks at the North Dakota Republican Party wanted to let you know that there are still tickets available to take that in. I have to ask you about Ebola. I mean, it seems as though I was just talking about this with the audience a little bit. If you're a Democrat, you think, hey, everything's fine, we got this handled. If you're a Republican, you say, wow, what's going on? How sad is that over Ebola now? We seem to even politicize this with the CDC seemingly more concerned about the economic development of West African countries than seriously considering banning flights from these countries or screenings. What's your take?
Well, my take is there shouldn't be a panic. I think we certainly are capable of addressing it, but it has to be addressed. It calls into question the competence of government. I mean, beginning with how it was handled in Texas and then going on to how it was handled now in terms of what we're doing with visas and travel and so forth. And it shouldn't be a partisan issue. I mean, Ebola isn't going to ask you, you know, before you contract Ebola, it's not going to matter what party affiliation. This is a threat to everyone. You've seen, now look, there's been 7 countries that have had Ebola. 90, all but 2 of the cases have occurred in 5 of those countries in the African continent. That's where the problem is right now, and that's where it's best addressed. Best addressed by doing 2 things. One is trying to give the resources available to quarantine those people that have been affected and stop reinfection. And the other is by being very vigilant about people that are traveling from there to here.
Got to do it. Absolutely. Senator, thanks so much for the time. Glad you're coming to North Dakota. All the best to you.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec Electric Conversion System from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec Electric Conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Before the top of the hour, fun conversation with Senator Rubio. It's fun to hear people just that excited about what's going on in North Dakota. And when he talks about what fixes the rest of the country is what's happening in North Dakota. And that this next century could be an American century if we focus on energy development. A profound statement if you really just take some time to think about that and what we could provide. The example I like so well is that the federal government owns about 120 some odd trillion dollars in mineral rights. And if you took, 20% of that, right? You just said, we're going to really focus on 20% of the 128 trillion and do it like they do it at Fort Berthold and Newtown and like the MHA have done, right along Lake Sakakawea. Right? There used to be a donut hole until there was some smart vision that said, wait a minute, why are we avoiding this? Let's figure this out. Let's get some certainty on tax treatment. And now what's happened? Unemployment's gone from 14% to, nil. On the reservation, unheard of. The debt of the tribe eliminated. And by the way, it still takes longer than it should. Average permit now on private land in North Dakota is about 18 days. Average permit with the same rock, the same ground, the same pristine everything, 6 months in the federal government. So it's still a bureaucratic nightmare, but they're getting a little better. The main thing is they're doing it responsibly and doing it well, and it holds the key to an elimination of our federal debt. Tell me anything else on the face of the earth that has that amount of power, eliminating this atrocious national debt. I'm not even talking our deficit. I'm talking about our debt. With just 20% of the federal resources of mineral rights. You can't even hardly wrap your mind around that. It's pretty amazing. We're going to talk with the keynote speaker at the Bismarck State College Empower Energy event next week. In just a moment, I want to get Ralph on the road in here because he's listening on 550K Fire, been waiting through the break to weigh in. Ralph, what is on your mind? Are you there, Ralph?
Yes.
This is Scott. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm traveling through your state. I'm a visitor. I'm doing some things here in your state. I picked up your program and really enjoy it. Enjoy all the controversy about all the different propositions, number five, whatever this and that you've got. The pharmacy issue. All I hear on the callers calling in are about the pharmacies that might close and this and that. And what about all the thousands and thousands of people in the state, no income or otherwise, that can't afford all these high prices? And if the Walmart came in at cheaper or whatever store would come in, make it cheaper for them, a little more economical for them. I don't hear anybody talking about I want to go for the people, not just the pharmacist. Sure. I'll hang up and I'll listen to your call, to your comments.
All right, Ralph. Well, first of all, we love new North Dakotans, and the fact that you're here a lot and traveling through and listening to the program, we appreciate that because we need more of everything in the great state of North Dakota, and certainly people are among them. So thank you for listening and finding us as you're traveling, and for others that are traveling through, don't think you don't contribute something to this conversation. You do. We love having you. So call anytime at 800-228-0550. Your point, Ralph, is one that the proponents of this measure make, and that is that a yes vote would bring down pharmacy prices. And they make a very simple private sector argument to say more competition will bring prices down. This is good for everybody. They don't denigrate the local pharmacists. They say they provide good service, and as long as they provide good service, they're going to be there forever because they'll be able to do things that a pharmacy in a Walmart would not be able to do. Now, we had a debate on this yesterday, and one of the arguments is always about the cost. What happens? I asked specifically about South Dakota because South Dakota does not have the limits on pharmacy ownership that North Dakota does. And it sounds like South Dakota, apples to apples, is about the same. So that, to me, goes a little bit counter to the idea that if we make this change, prices will come down. But it's really hard to say, well, what drugs and how many and this one versus that one and all of that. And everybody says, well, my study says this and my study says that. But the argument in favor of Measure 7 is that the price of pharmaceuticals will come down for consumers in North Dakota. That's their argument. The argument on the other side is say, well, guess what? Big, bad, Walmart or Walgreens or CVS are going to come in, and then there will not be that small town pharmacy there anymore, and say, we can't afford. The other nuance in here is what do insurance companies do? In other words, if there is more big box pharmacies, for lack of a better term, will the various programs out there then require you to buy from them or make you pay more to buy from your local pharmacist as you have been? All of those are arguments that are being sorted out as part of Measure 7, and it's fascinating to hear how folks are thinking about this. So anyway, appreciate that very much. I'm going to get one more call in here before our guest, John in St. Anthony, listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind?
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me fine?
Loud and clear, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to say hello to everybody in North Dakota out there listening. Just wishing everybody a good day and a good fall, good harvest coming into this winter. I don't have any comment on the current subject you guys are speaking about. But I'd like to encourage any North Dakotan who has a problem with the measures that are coming up to just call their local legislators, and speak their mind.
And, well, there you go. I mean, just to have a conversation with a neighbor about it. But I appreciate this, the flat out shout out and hello to fellow North Dakotans. And where's St. Anthony, John?
St. Anthony is 14 miles south of Mandan, North Dakota. Very nice little community. with a couple churches, a bar, and a post office.
And what more do you need? TV towers and stuff, too, as a matter of fact, because that's kind of where it is. Guys, you look to the south of Mandan, you see a bunch of TV towers. That's St. Anthony there.
I love it. Well, it sounds to me like a bunch of churches, a couple of bars, and a coffee shop. What more do you need? You got everything you need right there in St. Anthony. I love it. So, John, appreciate your call.
You bet. You guys have a wonderful day.
Don't go away yet, John, though, because we're going to put you in the mix for caller of the hour because you didn't call about anything in particular. Just wanted to say hi to your fellow North Dakotans from a great place there, St. Anthony. So hang on. Maybe we'll come down there for pie sometime. You got that coffee shop. I bet there's great pie there. So, yeah. Is there a good pie in St. Anthony, John?
Yeah, I'm here.
I said, is there good pie in St. Anthony?
Yes, we use real lard and no nothing artificial.
Now you're talking. All right. Hang on, John. We're going to get your address, put you in the mix for the Cloverdale Bacon 4-Pack for our caller of the hour. Thanks a bunch. All right. I love it when we hear from new places. I don't know if we have St. Anthony on the map. Put it on the map, Todd. There it goes. Karen Alderman Harbert is the president and chief executive officer of the Institute for 21st Century Energy. She will be keynoting a great event, the Empower Energy event, that Governor Dalrymple, Senators Hoeven, Heitkamp, Congressman Kramer are all hosting at the Bismarck State College Energy Conference next Tuesday. We'll be there broadcasting live. Karen, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, and I'm so glad to be back with you.
Glad to have you back. We were telling our listeners that Senator Rubio was here just before you, and Sarah Palin's coming on Monday to talk about energy. I mean, North Dakota is the epicenter of this energy debate. You deal with this day in and day out at the Chamber's Institute for 21st Century Energy. So this is sort of like ground zero for everything you work on at the Chamber, right?
Well, I think you've got 49 states that are hugely envious of what's going on in North Dakota, and good for you guys. I can't wait to be there and be right in the mix of it. I was just out in Arizona yesterday talking to a bunch of people, and boy, they look north to North Dakota and wish they could get more of it in their own state.
What will your keynote address entail? Tell us what you're going to talk about here.
You know, if you think about what's happening around the world right now, what's happening in the Middle East and with ISIS and Syria and Iraq and Iran and what's happening with Russia, you know, oil prices today are south of $90. If this was happening 5 years ago, 6 years ago, we would be looking at $140 barrels of oil, right? And so that's all due to what's happening here, and you guys are the biggest contributor to the increase in our production. So the geopolitics of what's happening, we have totally, completely put the energy equation on its head right now. And that's what we're going to talk about, and how important it is that America is the new hedge out there on energy security in the global oil market.
And the market for this is just an insatiable appetite, isn't it? China, India, Brazil, the Middle East emerging as major and growing oil-consuming countries, and we have what they need.
You're exactly right. I mean, the demand, even if China's, you know, economy slows down a little bit, I mean, there's still, think about it, today we've got 900 million cars on the road around the world, and that's going to go up to 2 billion cars. So we're going to add 1.1 billion cars on the road. They're going to be needing all kinds of oil from all kinds of places, and we're going to be a big player in meeting that demand.
Is it crazy to think we should take a percentage? I use the term 20% of our natural resources that the government owns to literally eliminate our federal debt. We've proven we can do it responsibly here on federal lands and have moved the needle some. It still takes too long, but shouldn't we be talking about energy development responsibly as the key to eliminating our federal debt as well?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got an entitlement problem. We're broke in Washington. Energy can be the biggest part of the solution to solving our financial problems. You know, it's hard to even describe to people, you know, when you look what's happening around the world and then tell them that the federal government, which is the largest landowner in the country, and that 85% of our resources that they own are off limits for exploration and production. You know, we want to be an energy superpower, and yet everything that's happening is in spite of the federal government. You know, the federal government needs to be our partner in this. We want to put people back to work. We want to invest in this country. We want to generate revenue. We want to solve the debt crisis, and energy will be that big part of that solution. But we can't just seem to get the federal government to embrace it.
Absolutely. What's that going to take? Is it literally, is it as simple as the Senate? Is it a new president? I mean, you're ramming your head against the wall there nonstop, and the EPA is trying to slow down everything we're talking about here. The government is the biggest threat to this renaissance. What do we do?
Well, you're right. Elections matter, and policy has consequences. We have, you know, if you look, forget on land, because you're seeing what's happening in North Dakota on private and state lands. Look off of our shores where the federal government owns it all. You know, we actually haven't even looked off of our shores for 30 years to know what we have. We're only just going to be allowed to do that. They didn't say any more leasing. They said, okay, we'll let you go look. Well, my goodness, we're going to just about put to bed the five-year leasing plan for the years 2017 to 2022. We better open up more of our waters offshore to produce more. So it does take elections. I mean, we'll see what happens in November. 2 years from now, it's going to be a big election. We need leadership that embraces energy, not rejects energy. We need leadership that doesn't pick winners and losers and decides what the energy mix is going to be in North Dakota. That's what the EPA is telling you right now, is that we are no better than you what should happen in your state. And governors
Pretty
and
amazing.
Legislatures all across our country are rejecting that notion.
Great thought. Look forward to seeing you Tuesday. Thanks, Karen.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Ebert, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Adrian Peterson, are you kidding me? Adrian Peterson, are you kidding me?
What?
I was an AP fan. I've lost all respect for the man. Now he's out in the middle of this firestorm, right? And the firestorm's getting worse. The Star Trip put out a story that, you know, would peel your ears back when you read the things that this guy was doing. And now he's out smoking pot while he's out on bond and says, yeah, no,
isn't
I did
that
it.
Crazy?
It's not crazy. It's insane. Wait a minute. It's the same thing. Anyway, I just think the guy shouldn't be a Viking. He needs to just get off the treadmill and go somewhere and get his life in order.
If you do have a number 28 jersey, all you have to do is put the name Rashad back on it and you're fine.
Oh, my gosh, please, please, please put Rashad in the back.
Poor Ahmad Rashad is like, hey, you ruined my number for crying.
That debate will continue on our Facebook page, by the way, all weekend long. So check that out. Here's a call that came in during the break.
Yeah, this is Steve. A little history lesson as I see it. My dad was on the school board in Dickey, North Dakota, back in the 1950s. And there's a lot of reasons for the demise of the small town. They should have never built a plow bigger than two bottoms and all this stuff. But he claimed that the advent of the school bus, when he was on the school board, they voted for school buses, and it used to be that the parents would take turn picking up the local kids and haul them to school. Well, when they didn't have to do that, the school buses came in. The parents had time to jump in their cars or pickups and run up to Jamestown, about 40 miles away for the day. They didn't have to run the kids in, they didn't have that obligation, and they didn't have to pick them up in the evening. That was back in the day when Dickey, North Dakota had at least two grocery stores, and had a couple gas stations and a bank and all the other stuff that went with it. And now Dickey, North Dakota really struggles along with other little towns, but it just... history as I see it, you let the Targets and stuff have pharmacy, you will lose the pharmacy store on the little town main street, you'll lose the business next to it, and the business next to that. It's all about centralization. It's been going on for years, and it's just little towns are dying, and it's just part of it. Thank you.
Steve, great history lesson. Thank you for that. Just had me walking down memory lane there and thinking about that and, you know, wondering if, you know, there isn't something in that story of how it was done where, you know what, I'll do it. I'll get my kids to school. I'll pick them up. Might have been the better way. Might have been the better way. I think the great thing about what's happening in North Dakota, now we can have our cake and eat it too. I think a lot of these small towns, I was in one this week, Wishick, North Dakota. Wishick's booming. Wishick is booming and it's off the grid. You know, there's not, I mean, they're talking about some pipelines coming through there that might happen on natural gas, but it's largely off the grid, but it's booming. So a lot of these small towns can still thrive, but that's a good lesson. We're going to put you in for the bacon four-pack from Cloverdale because that was a dandy. So we got a couple of Johns, Steve, and let's see if Bob makes the cut from Grafton on AM 1100. Wants to talk about our conversation with Karen Alderman Harbert. By the way, she will be the keynoter Tuesday, Bismarck, and if you would like to take that in, you can go to bismarckstate.edu and find all the details about that particular event. But Senator Hovind, Congressman Kramer, Senator Heitkamp, Governor Dalrymple, there is a who's who of energy newsmakers that will be at that event at Bismarck State College all day Tuesday. We'll be there broadcasting live. Really encourage you to take it in. And there are still tickets available for it, so it'd be a worthy investment. And something she brought up, offshore drilling, is what was on your mind. Bob, tell us more.
Yes, sir, and then I have just a very quick comment about a pharmacy. This offshore drilling, it really drives me nuts that, you know, this administration and the rest of the hypocrites, you know, stopped offshore drilling for the United States, for our own country, but yet for environmental reasons, so they say with air quotes, but yet there's other nations and everybody else are still out there drilling. So there, it really wasn't for environmental reasons. It was just to deliberately hurt the economy of the United States because everybody else is still out there drilling except us. And then the pharmacy issue, you know, I live in Grafton, and I'm all for small prices, lower prices, but, you know, in the end, it's not going to make a difference to me because I'll have to drive roughly 60 miles to Grand Forks to get my pharmacy, by my prescriptions filled. And I really don't want to see small-town pharmacies go away. So those two points I thought were really, really critical, and I really liked your last guest, and I hope they kind of bring that up at their deal there. You know, everybody else is still out there drilling except our own nation. It's a deliberate attempt of this administration and the hypocrites to hurt our nation's economy.
Bob, well, good points. Appreciate the call a bunch. Email from Rod says, I just had a call from a Measure 5 supporter. I asked him who was funding them, and he hung up. You'd think that they could answer that, or that they would answer that. Might have been Carmen Miller who was calling you. I'm not sure. Carmen Miller, who I didn't know until I saw Todd Mitchell's Facebook page, is the wife of Tim Purdon, the U.S. attorney, the Obama administration's U.S. attorney. This is the guy that prosecuted oil companies for a handful of dead birds. took him to criminal court. It was laughed out of court, thrown out of court. But isn't it interesting that the wife of the U.S. attorney, Obama administration-appointed U.S. attorney, is the Great Plains Regency Policy Director for Ducks Unlimited and pushing Measure 5? A land grab, a tax grab. Wow. Are you kidding me? That's another doozy. So that might have been who the call is from. I'm not sure. But anyway, hey, fascinating discussion. Go Sue. Sorry, go UND.
Well, yeah,
go Bison.
We'll
be out there tailgating 5 o'clock today for hockey action tonight. The Sioux hockey team takes on Bemidji
go
State.
The Marauders. You had you, Marianne.
The Marauders, too. Absolutely. Marauders got a big weekend of football fun. And, of course, the Bison tomorrow. And we'll be handing out the Cloverdale Brats. By the way, Steve in the history lesson is our lucky winner from Dickey, North Dakota today on the Cloverdale Bacon 4-Pack for this hour. God bless you. See you Monday.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from the Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.